Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Thursday night throwdown. Thanks to Teddy Covers for kicking it with his great stuff with Teddy. The first hour just flew by. Quick as 180 minutes in sports talk radio. We're buzzing right now. Wild game. Lived up to the hype. As dramatic as it can get. Hell of a series. Hell of a battle. This was like a heavyweight fight. This was like, this was like the Fury Wilder. This was like this is like a great UFC fight. This is, you have two great, what it actually kind of reminded me of a little bit. We're going old school now, but is Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova, right? Just sort of the, like, you can't separate. You can't separate, like, from each other. It's funny because I watch Star Trek a lot. Even though I've seen them all, I don't like anything new. So I watch the old Star Treks. It's pretty cool. The Captain Kirk, William Shatner, went to space actually yesterday. 90 years old. What a life. Captain Kirk, Star Trek, and you actually go to space. Think about that. Like, when people must have laughed at him, well, it's a stupid show you're doing. And now he's actually in space. You think of Star Trek too? It's crazy how many things in Star Trek, like, that they invented and stuff. Like, they're like the cell phone, the flip phone and stuff. Like, it's crazy. If you watch Star Trek and just the things, you're like, wow. We can go over the list of things. But anyways, I saw the episode last night. I don't know if you guys seen the episode. It's there's a dude with, like, he's got, like, half of his face is white and half of his face is black. And there's another dude that's chasing him. And half of his face is white and half of his face is black. But they hate each other because they're, one of them has, like, different sides of their face is different colors, right? And, like, it's kind of a thing on, race relations, you know what I'm saying? But they actually, they were stuck in eternity just chasing each other. And I was thinking about that tonight with San Francisco and LA. I'm like, man, these two teams are just stuck in eternity chasing each other. Like, if you think about it, this rivalry began 10 years before the New York subway system was built. Think about that. Like, we're talking about, like, historic stuff, and Fox did a great job. They did a great video feature today on the game and the history of the franchises, the shot heard around the world, Marichal, the baseball bat, like, Bonds, you know what I mean? And in fact, like, the Giants have gotten the better of the Dodgers over the years historically in these big moments, like 51, 61. Like, there's been a couple of spots where the Giants got the better of the Dodgers, but not tonight. The Dodgers survive and advance. The late night anger management class, it's level 2. We're kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 204 to Mightier 1090. What's up to all of our AM radio affiliates? I am Gabe Morency. What a crazy, epic baseball game this evening. Greatest baseball game I ever saw was the Minnesota Twins and the Atlanta Braves. Game 7 of the World Series, whatever year it was. I think off the top of my head, it was probably 1991-ish. I don't know, if I was on a sports trivia show, that's what I would say. I remember the game like it was yesterday, and I remember I won my bet like it was yesterday, and Jack Morris was a badass, went 10 innings, 1-0, classic stuff. Now listen, that was game 7 of the World Series, so we can't measure tonight's baseball game, you know, quite like that, but this baseball game tonight really was one of the all-time greats. It really was an all-time playoff classic. It was just a great baseball game, no matter, like, and for an elimination game, it was great. But then when you throw in the history between these franchises, between New York, Brooklyn, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, and, you know, like Ebbets Field, the Polo Grounds, Candlestick, Dodger Stadium, Oracle Park now, has the same ring, Oracle. That's like all you, like, you know what I mean? The Polo Grounds, Ebbets Field, Dodger Stadium, Candlestick Park, Oracle. It just doesn't ring the same way, as far as history is concerned. But a hell of a game. Hell of a game. It's amazing. Like, these two teams could play like 20 games, I think, and it would be just as even as it was. As even as it was. And I thought coming into tonight's game that home field wouldn't matter. We've seen home field didn't matter in this series. They both won, right? It didn't matter. The Dodgers are actually better on the road in big spots like this. San Francisco was better at Chavez Ravine. And it's crazy to think that after all this, the Dodgers are on the road now against Atlanta. The same Atlanta Braves that had a losing record for 126 days. Like, what are we doing here? How stupid is that? The Atlanta Braves had a losing record for 126 days. The Dodgers.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, the Dodgers have now won 110 games this year. And they have to go on the road and play on Saturday in Atlanta. Well, Braves fans wanted the Dodgers because they had a 3-1 series lead last year. I believe the saying is, be careful what you wish for. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
You'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're kicking it. It's the Thursday night throwdown. Normally we have our Windy City sports report, but since the White Sox lost, Julio wimped out. He's crying. Doesn't want to come on and face the music that the Houston Astros kicked the crap out of them. All right. Very disappointed in Julio. We expected him to be able to step up tonight. We're just kidding. We love Julio. Julio's got food poisoning. Julio's got food poisoning. So we wish Julio the best. All right. Poor Julio is probably tuning in right now. Like I say, he's in bed. He's all like having some chicken noodle soup and or something like that. I want to know, actually. You know what? I'm going to send him a message. Because he actually sent me a message. And listen, Julio's a great guy. He sent me a message. He said, I haven't been feeling well the last couple hours. I think I've come down with food poisoning. Is there any way I can come on tomorrow night instead? My apologies. I told him, all good. Get some rest. He said, appreciate it. Those are the exact words. All right, now I'm gonna ask him, what did you eat? What did you eat? My guess is it's sushi. I don't eat sushi. I don't get food poisoning. I don't know what I mean. I'm just saying. That's my bet. As a betting man. As a betting man, my guess is sushi or some sort of fish product. We'll see if, because I figured, listen, he's too sick to talk. He could probably respond to the message. We'll see if he gets the message. So, Mookie Betts tonight. Unbelievable performance from Mookie Betts. And the thing with the Dodgers is they're just such a deep team, right? They have so many players that are stars in their own right. They have so many players that can carry a team that at some point in time, they're going to heat up, right? And that's what makes the Dodgers so difficult to deal with. And Mookie Betts didn't have a great year by Mookie Betts standards this year. All right, Mookie Betts is going to give you elite defense, obviously. But he didn't have a great year this year. Offensively, he struggled. He never really got into a rhythm. He was hurt by his standards, we should say. Still a great year, but you know what I mean? By his standards. But it seems like Mookie Betts just steps up whenever there's a big moment and a big game. Mookie Betts, it was the same way with the Boston Red Sox. And can you imagine the emotion if it's Mookie Betts going back to Boston? My God. That's just going to be over the top. But Mookie Betts tonight, 4-for-4. All right, so Mookie Betts went 4-for-4 tonight. He's the first Dodger player with four hits in a winner-take-all postseason game ever. I'm thinking out loud here, but I think the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Brooklyn Dodgers have had some pretty good players in the postseason before. So he's the first guy to go 4-for-4 ever in an elimination game in Dodger history. Mookie Betts is now batting 500, 11-for-22 when facing elimination since joining the Dodgers. And we should note, it's actually now 13. Holy crap. Yeah, 13-for-24. It's over 500 now. They need to adjust that. They need to adjust that. He's hitting like over that now. And the thing is, Mookie Betts kept on getting on base. He kept on getting on base, and they kept on leaving him on base all the time. Right? And it was single. All right, left on base. Single, left. He got to second. And finally, it was like, all right, we need to send him. And I tweeted out, like, before they stole the base, you need to send him now. Like, you can't just let, waste this. He's fast. Chances are he won't get thrown out. Hell, I was ready to steal third base. I was getting impatient, but but it all worked out. Bellinger coming alive is pretty big, obviously. And that's what we stated. Look at Justin Turner really didn't have a great series. Right? Justin Turner didn't have a great series. He got hit by a pitch tonight. It's the best thing he did. He pulled a Homer Simpson. And speaking of getting hit by a pitch, come on, Seager. There was runners on first and second with one out, and Seager could have got hit in the face with a pitch, and he got out of the way like a big wuss. Got to take one for the team there. Although, no, I got to tell you, it's like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball coming at his head. He got the hell out of the way. But it's crazy because I was just joking about that. I tweeted that out. I said, come on, bro, you would have got hit in the face with that. Take one for the team. And it's crazy because the next pitch was sort of like a junk ball pitch that actually would have hit him. And like Ron Darling even said, yeah, I think that was going to hit him if he didn't swing at it. Like, I was like, oh, dude, come on. Yeah, come on, bro. But yeah, big, big drama tonight. We're all fired up. It's, I hate to admit it, though, the gambler in me, I'm looking. I'm like, how come I'm not richer right now? I had so much money on this game. You know, how come I'm not richer? That's the gambler. And, oh, I should have went bigger. We should have done this. We should have done that. But come on, it really worked out well for us. Like I said, I took the under 3.5, 2-1 final score. I took under 5.5 in game. That's a winner. We had under 7 before the game started. That's a winner. We had Mookie Betts over total bases, 1.5. That's a winner. We had the Los Angeles Dodgers plus 2.5, the Philadelphia Eagles plus 17 on the alternate line. That's a winner. That was minus 186. We had Logan Webb over 4.5 strikeouts, winner. Brandon Crawford over 0.5 bases, winner. Cody Bellinger over 0.5 bases, winner. So what do we lose in this game? All right, I lost Chris Taylor over 0.5 bases, and I lost Will Smith over 1.5 total bases. We absolutely crushed that, though. And now we've got the Dodgers. Here it is here. And they're willing to pay me right now. Put it this way. I put $500. I got $500 on the Dodgers. It pays $2,100. They're willing to pay me $783 right now. I could cash out for a profit right now if I wanted. Which, you know, the chances, there's a better chance I wake up with a full head of hair than I'm doing that, Matias. I'm not cashing this out. And in fact, I'm going to double down. I'm going to bet, like, I got this bet in. I wish I would have put more in, but I've been betting a lot on this stuff. I bet a lot on the games, and you know what I mean? I had 500 on the series. I got 500 on this. I had 500 on that other, on the parlay with the Eagles tonight. All right, like a lot of the plays are 500 here, 500 there. They add up, right? I don't have a $15,000, $25,000 bankroll. So we're trying to build this bankroll, and it's been growing. It's been growing through the playoffs here, and this Dodger run has helped. I didn't do great in the football game tonight. I did okay. I hit a bunch of touchdown props at plus money. That's what sort of saved me. I had Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown at plus 160. I had Zach Ertz to score a touchdown at plus 220. And I had Leonard Fournette to score a touchdown at minus 110. So I hit all three touchdown props that I played. But I had money. I put a big play on a game to go over the number. And it didn't get there. It didn't get there. And the crazy thing is, too, if I would have teased it, I would have. And oftentimes I tease these games in that spot, but I didn't tonight. I was just so caught up in the baseball. But, yeah, so we got the Dodgers to win the World Series. Now I'm going to step up, and I'll bet the Dodgers on the series price to beat the Atlanta Braves. Even though I don't think the Braves are going to be easy to deal with. Right? The Atlanta Braves did have a 3-1 series lead on the Dodgers last year. And I would argue that the Braves are better this year now, even though they were a losing team for 126 days. They are hot right now. Freeman's a great player. They have good pitching. But the Dodgers are better. The Late Night Anger Man Sport Cross continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose. We just crushed their face. We dumped it over.
Thursday Night Throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're buzzing. We're kicking it. Wow, what a wild series. I tip my cap to the San Francisco Giants for a hell of a series, hell of a season. It was quite a battle, man. It was quite a battle to get the division. The Dodgers couldn't do it. You got to tip your cap to San Francisco for winning the division. And you got to tip your cap to San Francisco for a hell of a series, man. I mean, the Dodgers took the lead. And it was like, it was the sixth inning. The Dodgers took the 1-0 lead. And I knew to my, I knew. I was like, yeah, this isn't done. Because I thought to myself, all right, that's 12, there's 12 outs left. And I knew, I was like, yeah, 12 outs. That's like, it was like basically having a 3-0 lead in a football game, right? The only thing is, I didn't think the Giants were going to score, hit a damn home run immediately after. And especially of all people, Darren Ruff hits a home run. Guy's playing in Korea, you know, comes back, you know, and you know, 35 years old, 36 years old, the last guy you would expect. And man, the Giants just had that resilient thing, their resilient hashtag, resilient SF thing going. I do think, and I sincerely believe this, I think that the home field was a detriment. I think if the Dodgers play this game at home tonight, they might have lost. I really do. And I think that if you're the Atlanta Braves, this isn't good that you have home field here. Because the Dodgers are going to roll in here. I think they're going to win at least one. And then they're going to go back to L.A. And then, you know, the party's going to start again. But listen, the Atlanta Braves, everybody's going to discount the Braves. Teddy Covers discounted the Braves. I'm not discounting the Braves. Everybody's going to discount the Braves. I'm not discounting these guys. You know, the Braves had a 3-1 series lead on the Dodgers last year. And you know the Braves didn't say it publicly, but you know they're glad that they get an opportunity to get revenge. Yet the Dodgers are like, the Dodgers are better this year than they were last year. Like, the Braves have a different makeup, and the Braves are a good team. But over the course, it's going to be hard to beat the Dodgers 4 out of 7 times. The San Francisco Giants, guys, look at the performance they just got from Logan Webb, and they still lost. They couldn't score. The Dodgers pitching's amazing. Right? Dodgers pitching's amazing. And San Francisco's an amazing team. And look, they couldn't beat them. Tonight, the Dodgers become the first team in Major League Baseball postseason history to have the relievers pitch 8-plus innings with 12 strikeouts and no walks in a game. Like, they're clicking right now, the Dodgers. The bullpen, and people talked, and we all knew, and listen, it wasn't like we were making it up. We all bet on baseball every night here all summer, and we all sweat out every Dodger game late with their bullpen. But they ain't playing around now. Max Scherzer closed this game out tonight. It's all hands on deck. Dave Roberts, who's been heavily criticized over the years, should get credit and deserves credit for the moves that he made. A lot of people wondered about the move tonight and not starting Arias. And in the end, everything fell into place. They got what they wanted, right? They got what they wanted. They screwed up and they threw off San Francisco, and it did throw them off a bit. San Francisco had to take guys out of the game and stuff, and that was guys off their bench later. Like, it did force San Francisco's hand. It did force San Francisco's hand, and then it allowed, you know, the plan worked when Urias gave up the home run, but he only gave up one run, and then boom, they close it out with Scherzer, Jansen, and Scherzer. Which is pretty much like they, you know, they use their entire roster. And that's the thing if you're the LA Dodgers, as you see. And that's the fascinating thing about this team. Look, dude, like Gavin Lux, that was his 8th game tonight in his career in center field. That's crazy. One of the biggest games in franchise history. Listen, you've only played 7 times this position before. One of the hardest positions on the field to play. Like, it's crazy. Hey, Knable, you're going to start the game. Wait, what? What? Like, I was a loss for words earlier, and thank you for helping me out, people. Reverse engineered it. That's what the Dodgers did. They went backwards. They went backwards. They started with their pen, and they ended with Scherzer, right? And they had their starters in between. Like I said, give credit to Dave Roberts. And it's the same thing with with the haters and stuff like that. Man, you should have seen on Game Time Decisions tonight. Our chat was packed, all right, of people. Oh, the Dodgers suck, Morency. The Dodgers are going to lose. Blah, blah, blah. Bunch of losers that couldn't even make a T-ball team. You guys have less talent than a dead rock, all right? Like, seriously. Like, yeah, and then, you know, oh, yeah, you're going to lose. Blah, 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 blah. That's the one thing I've noticed with a lot of you dumb kids out there. It's like, you guys never played sports, right? I know. Like, at all. I know you didn't. Like, recreational sports isn't now all that around all that much anymore. You're just sort of dumbass trolls that sit on your ass all day and complain about the world and vaccinations and everything sucks and everybody sucks because your life sucks. I'll tell you what, the Dodgers' lives don't suck. My life doesn't suck. I've got problems. You know what I mean? I've got problems, but my life, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you. But it's just amazing to me. It always happens. It's the same thing, man, like when the Raptors won the title. Every playoff series, the Raptors suck. They're going to lose. Every series, the Raptors would lose game one and be down. Oh, they choke. Oh, Morency, you suck. All your team sucks. They're going to lose. Ha, 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 ha. They're going to lose. Then the Raptors win a title. You never hear from them again after. Like I said, I guarantee you right now, if the Dodgers lost, our chat would be banging right now with people coming after me. Banging. But unfortunately, we win again. So unfortunately, my favorite team wins again. I just won thousands of dollars. I'm already planning a World Series trip, but we've got to get through the Braves first. And you'll wake up in the morning and hope that your government check arrives on time. That's the difference. That's the difference between winners and losers. Watchers and doers. Watchers and doers. So, speaking of losers, one of the biggest losers of the night was that guy behind home plate tonight. So what's the deal with him? Come on, the internet never loses. Twitter never loses. What's the deal with this guy? We're going to find out who he is, like what his deal is. Fan behind home plate. Like, this guy was the most... this guy was the most annoying guy in the history of the world. I'm looking at some of the tweets here. This giant fan behind home plate needs to be powerbombed. What an obnoxious buffoon. Richie Nakano, not loving having the worst fan ever attend a baseball game sitting directly behind home plate tonight. Have you noticed the world's douchiest giant fan sitting behind home plate tonight? This was actually my favorite one from a woman named Haunted Notel. These are a lot of giant fans, too. The giant fan behind home plate needs to stop drinking alcohol and sit the F down. Here's someone else. Can we collectively jump through our screens and punch that giant fan behind home plate repeatedly? That big giant fan, drunk giant fan behind home plate is left as annoying and awful. Act like you've been there before. Stop with the gang signs and wild drunken arms. Stop watching yourself on the monitor. I'm telling you, there was literally thousands of like complaints and tweets. There's another timeline here. People that were like reporting him, like people like tweeted out like the security hotline to snitch this guy's out. And then you notice they finally got him out of there. Now listen, you pay for your ticket and you know, you're within your certain grounds to cheer, stand up every now and then, and you know. But this guy was like distracting the broadcast. Like he was literally he was distracting the broadcast. And I don't know how he wasn't distracting the pitchers. And I don't know who that girl was with him because, like, girl, how the hell are you not the most embarrassed girl in the world? Hell, I've embarrassed some of my girlfriends before out in at these games, but, you know, actually, I am not one to talk. I'm not one to talk, actually. But I don't do that. I don't wave at the camera every 10 seconds. Like, dude, like, it was seriously, like, you know, like at wrestling and stuff, like, they're like, all right, we got to get rid of this guy with the sign and stuff like that. Like, this is the deal here. I told you guys on Twitter early in the game, I said, I bet you're going to see. I said, security's going to tell this guy. Like, I guarantee you the television network is going to go, listen, we got to do something about this jackass behind home plate. And security talked to him because he was gone for a little while. He came back and he was sort of like he was better. And then he started up again. And then he was just gone. Right? I think they just booed him. I did see, like, there was security around him and stuff like that. Like I said, though, like, I don't know if they booted him or they moved him. They probably just moved his fat ass from behind home plate. But this guy needs to get exposed. This guy needs to get exposed for whatever he does. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like ruining people's lives on the internet and cancel culture and all that. I'm not saying the guy should get fired or something, but we need to know what he does. Like, I don't want to ruin the guy's life, but, you know, I just, you know, let's find out about
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Our boy Andrew McInnes is kicking it in the chat right now. Good to see you. See, he's a hardcore fan of the show. He's a guest. I went 2-2 in the NHL tonight. I went 2-2. I will take it. It is what it is. I just sort of, my mind obviously wasn't on it, right? I just sort of, hey, I'll play this, you know, buy some time before the baseball game started. But yeah, it's true. Like a lot of the modern sport fan, you see all the time, a player has a bad game, they suck, right? A team loses a game in a series, it's over. They love players, they hate players. Like, sports fans are stupider now than they've ever been ever. Like, it really is annoying. But whatever, it's, you know, I tune it out. I tune it out, and we make money on it because, they, you know, you got to sort of go anti-narrative and stuff like that. So, yeah, wild stuff tonight, and I know not everybody. I'm curious to see the ratings, actually. I want to see, like, how many people watch the baseball compared to the football, and then after, how many people were watching a baseball game after the football game was over, because it really worked out well. Football, I'll tell you right now, football, more people are going to – the football game will have bigger ratings. I think a preseason football game would have had bigger ratings. Like, honestly, like, preseason football got – it was the Hall of Fame game had, like, 9 million people watching. I don't think 9 million people were watching a baseball game tonight. Now, I'm curious, though, because, like, me and Jason B. Tackerfin talked about this last night. And I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking at the Mightier 1090, Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, Sports Byline, Sports Map Radio. We discussed, like, how the baseball ratings were up. Like, the Chicago-Houston series was through the roof. The Boston ratings were through the roof, up 99% from last year. Over 2 million people watching, like, online is, like, killing it. Like, basically, the baseball playoffs have been doing very well. And it's sort of unfortunate that this iconic game tonight went head-to-head with an NFL football game and Tom Brady. And the power of the NFL is big. Right, so you'll see, like, the ratings will be bigger, but I am fascinated to see how many people, because after the football game, then everyone's like, oh, that baseball game's going on. Because, yeah, and I get it. Not everyone's a baseball fan. Baseball's sort of, not niche-ish, but football is king. They say baseball's America's pastime, but who are we kidding, right? We all know football is king, NFL is king. Like I said, like, preseason football guys got like 7 or 8 million people. So, you know what I mean? I know, okay, that's the first game and all that. People are excited. But like I said, the ratings will be out. I wouldn't be surprised today. You know, maybe one of these guys will have the overnights out pretty soon. But I am curious to see. Like, the baseball numbers have been great. And they'll be big, man. You know, you got the Dodgers right now. A lot of people hate the Dodgers. A lot of people love the Dodgers. So the Dodgers, you got a big market in Los Angeles. A lot of people hate the Dodgers. I think the Braves, people are sort of indifferent to. And then you get Boston and Houston are two very dislikable teams, right? So, like, basically, that's the gist of this. I mean, all right, let's put the Dodger story aside for a couple of moments and talk about the fact that either the Houston Astros or the Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series. And number one, the Houston Astros are one of the most hated teams in sports. And number two, the Boston Red Sox are, oh yeah, one of the most hated teams in sports. So it is amazing, isn't it, that And no offense to Atlanta, and no offense to anyone tuning in Atlanta, and I know we got listeners there, and you guys are cool dudes, especially our boy Kyle, big fan. And everyone we met from Georgia has been cool. So we're not trying to disparage or disrespect the Atlanta Braves at all, but I'm just talking, let's be real here. I'm just saying, if you know what I'm saying. It's one of those deals where what's the matchup here? I mean, come on. You get the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Houston Astros. The Astros World Series, the cheating. That they beat the Dodgers, people. Right? Like, it comes full circle. And trust me, the Astros were like nothing better than beat the Dodgers without the garbage cans and all that type of stuff to shut them up. Even though the Dodgers didn't bitch that much, there's obviously animosity, right? There's obviously animosity. And not to mention, like I said, Dusty Baker, guys, was one of my favorite players as a kid growing up, as a Dodger. Like, I love the Dodgers, and Dusty Baker was like one of my favorite player on the Dodgers. I know it's kind of a random guy out of everyone. I liked them all. I was a big Steve Garvey fan, Steve Yeager. I like all the Dodgers, though. Don Drysdale, Duke Snyder. I like the old guys, the mid guys, the old guys. Earl Hershiser is one of my favorite Dodgers of all time. In fact, the other night when I was in a Dodger shop, I was thinking you can get the jerseys customized, whatever number you want. They do it fast there, too. It's pretty cool. Whatever player you want, boom. Right? And I was thinking, you know what? Maybe I'll get a Hershiser. I actually crossed my mind. I was like, man, I don't have an Earl Hershiser jersey. I should get an Earl Hershiser jersey for the game. I didn't get it. I was like, I already got enough jerseys. I have a lot of Dodger gear. Like, I got the winter jacket. I got the hoodie. I got a home jersey. I got an away jersey. I think I got enough. I think I got enough. But yeah, I don't want to disparage. I'm not disparaging Atlanta at all. Because it's, you know, listen, you guys are a fun team. But I'm just talking from a baseball story here. Like, from a sports story. Let's be real. And not to mention, the Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series in 2018. So, the Dodgers lost to the Astros in 2017. And they lost to the Boston Red Sox in 2018. If the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves, they get an opportunity to beat a team that beat them in the World Series. Either way, it's revenge against the Boston Red Sox. And trust me, I don't think I'm going to feel like a Yankee fan, and I'm really going to hate Boston. I can't lose two World Series to these guys. It's funny because I remember that World Series, and I was in New York, and I remember I was like, can I make it back if I went to the game? I'm starting to realize these shows are really starting to hinder and hamper my Dodger playoff experiences here. I gotta tell you, Matthias, you know? Just for the record, too, because there's a lot of, it was the last second last time. I'm gonna have to send out emails immediately tonight. We will be going to the World Series. All right, so we'll just plan it. I'm just hoping it lands. Give me a weekend. Give me a Saturday game, man. Hey, listen. Hey, Matthias, I sent you that video. I see this on TV. I got a bunch of screens on in front of me right now, but I'm seeing the Panama TV feed for the Canadian goal.
Oh, yeah.
I sent you that, right? They didn't swear or anything, right?
I'd have to listen to it over again. Maybe they swore in Spanish, but I have to double check.
No, they're on TV. So I don't think they did. Yeah. Listen to it again. You speak Spanish well. They'll listen to it again, right?
I will. I'll get it right.
Yeah, because I want to play it, because it is funny. Like, it was when Alfonso Davies scored. They flipped out. How did you let him do that? Oh, my God. They were like... it was a good little meltdown. I don't think the guy swore, but I just want to confirm. But actually, I don't even care. Just play it. Just get it ready. Nobody will understand anyways. I tell you what, they didn't. No, but I didn't swear, Matthias, because I just saw it on ESPN and on Sportsnet and stuff. They obviously did it. It's on mainstream TV. All right. Do you have it ready? All right. Yeah, let me know when it's ready. Yeah, okay. So yeah, so even the Boston Red Sox, wow. See, I was going to say, I was going to go to that World Series. I remember. We even gave away tickets to that World Series. I remember one of our viewers went. I was going to go with him. We didn't go, though. All right, I know what you're all thinking. Oh, the Dodgers are going to lose if I go. That's something I'm going to have to deal with. Consider. I don't put it this way. I don't believe I should be going to elimination games. I do agree with that. I don't think I should be going to any elimination games. I will agree with that assessment, though. That's all right. So yeah, this was from this was Panamanian TV. If you guys don't know, Alfonso Davies of Canada, he plays for Bayern Munich, great player. It was 1-1, Panama and Canada, World Cup qualifying. It was a very tense match. Alfonso Davies ran like 80 yards. Looked like the ball was going to go out of bounds. The Panamanian dude was just sort of like, you know, he got caught flat-footed. Davies flew past him, then beat two dudes, and then put the ball in the net. And it wasn't just like, oh, wow, like the soccer world blew up about the goal. The soccer world blew up. All right, let's hear what the Panamanians had to say about it. What are they saying here?
He's saying that they stole the ball from him like a child, and that he has to start running after they stole the ball from him. They are desperate. They're very desperate men. You know, the Panamanian defender was trying to shield the ball out of bounds, thinking that the ball was going out of bounds. He tried shielding it. Alfonso Davies gets a little touch, you know, around the defender where he did not expect him to go. And
well, no one ever does that. He came flying out of nowhere, right? Like,
so fast, Dave. You know, you can't train for that. You know, only certain players know that type of speed. But I guarantee you, the guy on Panama has never faced against, you know, a player with that type of speed like Davies. So, you know, he got taken to school right there.
Yeah. That's what I like about it now. It's the Team Canada soccer team. These guys ain't playing around. They got some talent. Jonathan David, Laird.
They're going.
Yeah, they're going to make the World Cup. I agree. They're going to make it.
I think they're going to come third and maybe fight for second place with the USA.
Yeah, they're the big game on the USA. It's January 30th, I believe. I know it's in Canada, but I don't know where. But one good thing, we talked about that before, like Mexico is going to Canada, and it's going to be cold. It's November. They're smart. They put it in Edmonton. They didn't put it in a dome, right? They made it like they said, no. Let's make it in a cold weather place. And I'm curious. I think it's in Edmonton. The USA-Canada game is also in Edmonton.
Yeah, they've beat them in Canada before. I remember Canada beating USA in Canada. What was it, about 2-3 years ago? Christian Pulisic was even pulled out of the game, and he started crying on the bench.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, Matthias. Canada's played 6 World Cup qualifying matches right now. They've gotten points in all 6, bro, including matches at Honduras, at United States, at Mexico, bro. All right? They're only like the 3rd team in the history of Stadium Azteca to leave there with a point type of thing in a World Cup qualifying. They've faced their toughest battles on the road. They're, like you said, they're in 3rd place with 10 points right now. They got to seal the deal. They need to beat Mexico, Costa Rica, get the point against the U.S. They're gone. They're going to go to the World Cup in Qatar. And then after, and then of course, the World Cup's in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico in 2026.
They're not just going, Gabe. I think you have a chance to win a game, too.
Hey, it is crazy. As you stated, they're only 1 point back in the United States right now. USA have 11 points. Canada have 10. Late Night Anger Management Crash continues. Bring it. Alfonso.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fernando Valenzuela. I wouldn't mind a Fernando jersey, too. I was at Fernando Valenzuela's no-hitter no-hitter against the St. Louis Cardinals. It was epic night. Classic night in Dodgers history. So Dodgers win tonight. They get the Atlanta Braves up next. And we've got numbers posted right now. And I was shocked to see how low the Dodgers were as far as their World Series odds were concerned. But they're popping up right now at FanDuel, readjusted right now. The Los Angeles Dodgers are plus 130. The Houston Astros are plus 220. The Boston Red Sox are plus 450. And the Atlanta Braves are plus 550. So if you believe in the Atlanta Braves, the time is to buy in now. If you think the Braves are going to beat the Dodgers, put it this way. If you like the Braves, you take the Braves at plus 550, and then they get to the World Series and you put yourself in a hedge spot. The question is, are they really going to be able to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4 out of 7 times? I think some people will probably forget that the Braves were up 3-1 last year on the Dodgers. I'm sure the Dodgers haven't forgotten that either. The Dodgers are minus 225 right now. The number has not moved at FanDuel. Minus 225. The Atlanta Braves are plus 186. And the Boston Red Sox are plus 128 against the Houston Astros. And I tell you what, I think the Astros are a dangerous team. But, man, there's something special about this Boston team. And I think Boston's going to be able to take 1 or 2 in Houston. So the way I look at this, my problem with this is I don't trust Chris Sale. And it's crazy to say that because Chris Sale was dominant when he came back. This guy was like 5-0 when he came back, and he was dominant. It was like, how the hell is this guy pitching like this after not pitching for like 22 months, coming off the Tommy John surgery? But if you notice down the stretch, he hit a wall. He wasn't winning. He lost, I think it was to the Orioles. Remember the Nationals, they had a 5-1 lead. The Red Sox had to come back, but remember the Red Sox did come back. Resilient bunch. The late night anger management class. We're going to talk football with Russ Baxter at level 3. It's not all baseball, but we're going to praise the Dodgers more on the other side. Bring it. Awesome.